Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Caitlin. How may I assist you?
Yeah, Caitlin. I am calling in regards to a transaction that was done on my cash card that was made with you guys, and I need to have that returned because it wasn't done by me.
What is your zip code, ma'am?
72712.
And what's your name?
Margaret Hudson.
All right. Thank you for that. Can you confirm either your email address or the mailing address for me?
It's margarethudson361@gmail.com.
Thank you. One second. Okay. So it looks like it was from the on the 19th of January, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So it's for the meal planner Bites Hub. Looks like you did call in previously for that. It's for a meal planner. It does use food to boost your energy as well as cut sugar and carb cravings. Hello?
Are you still there?
Yes, ma'am. So is that something that you're familiar with?
No, it's not. And that's why I'm trying, because I'm trying to get money put back on my card, and they said that I had to contact you guys.
Okay. So with the fact that you did agree to the terms and conditions, we won't be able to process a refund for you.
Why is that?
Because once you agree to the terms and conditions, you're agreeing to make that, to accept that charge of the $49.89. So it's already canceled when you did call in previously on the 19th. So you would need to contact your bank for any further assistance with the charge.
Okay, but they sent me an email and said that if you guys refuse the refund, that you guys need to send a thing telling them that you guys cannot, I mean, that you're not going to refund it.
Okay, so your bank is saying they need us to verify that you can't receive a refund?
Right.
Okay, I don't have a way to do the refund. I'm sorry, the email. Give me one second. I can check to see if someone else can maybe do the email for you.
Okay.
All right, one second.
I
know she's already got it all and explained everything to me from when I called it in and canceled it.
So what's the problem?
They don't want to refund my money. On something I didn't do.
That's bullshit.
She's saying I agreed to their terms and conditions. I didn't agree to anything.
Is,
thank you for holding me.
If you aren't going to get what you want from her, then
hello.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. We can have that email sent to your bank so they can assist you with the refund. What's the name of the bank?
It's Sutton Bank.
It's Sutton?
Yes, SUTTON.
Okay. One second. All right. Okay, so I did send that information. A supervisor will be able to assist with that. So I have them getting the information so they can email, since I'm not able to do the email. And she did verify that she can have the email sent for you, so your bank can assist you with getting the money back if they would like to assist with that.
Okay.
All right. So if you need to, they can call on your behalf if they just want to confirm over the phone. But we can get that email sent to them.
Okay.
All right. And thank you for calling customer service, ma'am. If you have any more questions, you can call us back. But have a great day.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
That's what I'm talking about. No. They're sending it back to the bank.
They should.
And she's like, we can't refund.
Is there anything else I can assist with on today, ma'am?